You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
At the start of this season is something that has left us all frozen in shock and in disbelief.
That was Philip Grant, the Council General of Ireland. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
A teenager who lost an arm to a shark says he's determined to live his life. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Hunter Treschel says losing his left arm and undergoing surgery after a shark attack on Oak Island, North Carolina, won't stop him.
Fight and live a normal life with the cards I've been dealt.
The Colorado Springs 16-year-old in this tape from New Hanover Regional Medical Center says he wants to get back home.
That's our friends back home. Can't wait to see them again.
12-year-old Kirsten Yao lost her left arm below the elbow and suffered a leg injury and another shark attack on Sunday. Her parents say she faces additional surgery, but they add the doctors say she will likely keep her leg. I'm Tim McGuire.
Two Guantanamo Bay detainees are using President Obama's own words to argue that the U.S. war in Afghanistan is over and they should be set free. In a speech last December, Obama said the U.S. combat mission in Afghanistan is ending. In the two court cases, the detainees captured in Afghanistan are asking federal judges to consider at what point a conflict is over. The Supreme Court has held that the government may hold prisoners captured during a war for only as long as the conflict continues. AT&T Mobility has been hit with a $100 million fine after offering consumers unlimited data, then slowing their internet speeds after they hit a certain amount. The Federal Communications Commission says the company misled consumers. AT&T says it will dispute the allegations. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome to Talented People's Parenting Matters Show. It's 4:05 on Wednesday, June 17th. Thanks so much for listening in. I want to give you an update on the weather forecast if you happen to be in the area. Tonight, chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m., and this is in the central New Jersey area, by the way. Mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Showers likely Thursday, mainly before 11 a.m., cloudy with a high near 74. Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, then a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low about 62. Friday's chance of showers again and thunderstorms, possible after 11 a.m., mostly sunny anyway, with a high about 84, and then partly cloudy with a low about 55 on Friday night. Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high about 76, And then a chance of showers and thunderstorms again on Saturday night, only 20%, with a high about, let's say, a low of 66. And then Sunday, showers and thunderstorms again on Father's Day. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, mostly cloudy, with a high about 80 and a low about 67 on Sunday night. And then Monday, the same thing, with a high about 86. So we have our guest calling in today. His name is Ben Rudnick. Ben, are you there?
I am here. Thanks, Jeannie.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you here on the radio. We are talking to Ben because he's a multi-time award-winning performer. He has earned a Santa Choice Award for his It's Santa Claus CD, and that's what we're talking about right now. So how are you doing? And tell us a little bit about yourself first, and then tell us about It's Santa Claus.
A little bit about myself. I'm having a really good day. We don't have that. It doesn't seem like we have that weather you guys are having down there. And well, I'm up in Massachusetts near Boston, so sunny and, you know, no thunderstorms in the forecast as far as I can tell.
Nice.
But I'm doing okay. Yeah, I've been playing music with my band, Ben Rudnick and Friends, since 2000. We started recording in 2000 in January, and we finished up that first recording, late 2000, and now we have 10 CDs, of which I think It's Santa Claus was number 9.
Wow.
So, yeah. And I think every CD has won an award that I put in. I think there was one live one from the radio station up here that had 5 songs, and it started our record company, Bartlett Ave Records, and we sort of needed to put it out. But it really did pretty well for like a 5-song thing, you know, because something like that, you can just say, hey, $5, and everybody has $5, you know.
Right.
You know, so it's good. But It's Santa Claus came out great, I think. It's just one of my favorite CDs on earth.
We love it. Alone,
something I've done. You know, it's like, wow, we did that, you know. But it's good. And we had been in Colorado playing for a week in Colorado, and then we came back and started recording it. And, you know, and those kind of things, you have to get done quick, and you have to get them done in the summer so that you have plenty of time, you know, the Christmas stuff to do as much marketing as you can, because it's such a thin time. So being out in Colorado and being in the Rockies and then coming back and like blasting into the studio, that was something, you know. It's like it gives you this like big country perspective, and then you start worrying about the minutiae of recording, you know. So it was a real interesting, fun time.
I bet it was. Now tell us about the CD itself. Tell us a little bit about some of the tracks on there.
Yeah, there's some of the tracks. Well, we took, you know, a lot of the favorite, you know, our favorite holiday tunes that we've been playing. We've been playing holiday concerts. We call them holiday extravaganzas here in the Boston area. I think we're up to 13, so next year will be 14. And we've been playing these songs for years, and they've evolved, right? I mean, if you're paying attention to what you're doing, things evolve. And some of these songs have evolved to the point where, like, they're pretty unique. Just our delivery of them, and but their songs, you know, Frosty the Snowman and Jingle Bells, they're songs everybody knows, just sort of delivered with our little twist. And the CD is just addicting. It just, once you put it on, and it's funny, some of the reviews, they were always, you know, I mean, we're known as a kids band. We don't really think of ourselves as a kids band. I mean, the music we make is music we would make no matter what. It just depends where you focus your beam. So when we deliver a CD like It's Santa Claus, people immediately think, oh, let's, you know, throw it into the kids' room and that's it. But so many of the reviews came out, and you know, and we got an award from you, which is all, it's all great. But the reviews were really like, hey, we have a holiday party. We're putting this on, you know.
Absolutely.
It's November, early November. I want to listen to this, and my husband's kind of annoyed at me, you know, that kind of stuff. So.
Yes. Well, let's let everybody...
It works on a lot of levels.
Yes, and for all ages. So hold on one second.
It really is.
It really is. Hold on a minute. I'm going to try to get this to play for a minute. Should have thought of it a little earlier.
Who's that flying way up in the sky? He's wearing red, that's no regular guy. He's flying all night and he never gets tired. He's waiting all year for just this night. He's got a sleigh full of toys for all the little girls and boys. Who's that slipping down the chimney tonight?
It's Santa Claus, it's Santa Claus. school, sipping milk and chewing cookies tonight.
It's Santa Claus, it's Santa Claus. He's got his sleigh full of toys for all the little girls and boys. Who's that flying way up in the sky? It's Santa Claus. It's hard to get to sleep. It's hard to settle down. When you wake, there'll be Christmas cake, and wrapping paper all around.
It's so much fun, and yeah, you can just hear the talent and the quality of the work there, I want you to know.
I'm in a better mood already.
Me too. I am too. I love it, and I could take Christmas all year long, so don't worry. So I'm sure
I'm listening to that, and I'm thinking back to, you know, where some of those ideas came from. When I was a kid, I had this dream, and it was on New Year's Eve, and I had a fever, you know. I mean, it's your classic kind of in and out of fever, kind of delirium thing, and I had this whole Santa Claus up in the sky thing, and so it's like, and I mean, I think it stems from some of that, you know. And then that little guitar solo there, that's like me being Neil Young.
Oh my God, I love it.
Part of my Neil Young phase, you know.
So,
so funny. But it sounds good over the phone to me, I don't know.
Outstanding. Yes, very clear, excellent quality, again, award winning. So well, tell us, what were you thinking when you, all of a sudden, you have 10 CDs out there?
Oh, I tell you, it seems like a little bit of overachieving is really what it seems like.
Good for you.
No, it does. You know, and then when you actually go out and play live, you know, you've got 10 CDs to actually pull songs you've written from. And it's really hard to keep up on that much music, you know, to have it all at your fingertips, or to have it all be comfortable to just kind of, you know, hey, yeah, sure, let's just start playing this thing from album 3 or 2 or whatever. Who knows? It's hard to remember, you know, but it's such a great well of material that, you know, you can do that, though. You can focus a little bit, you know, on one of the deeper cuts and sort of bring it into the rotation for a while and, you know, get a kick out of it and move on to the next song. It's a lot of stuff.
That is a really important point, though, to say that your work grows and expands, then when you're performing, you're never at a loss for content.
You really aren't, but then, you know, it's, I mean, you see bands, lots of bands, I mean, all kinds of bands, not kids' bands or any band, but bands, they typically have this set list, you know, and we definitely fall into the, what do we want to do right now, you know?
Yeah.
And when you got that much material, you always, you know, it seems like we always have a song for an occasion. You know, oh, it's raining, let's play that song. Oh, the sun's out. You know, I mean, those are simplistic ideas, but it's true. We do. Or if a kid has a cowboy hat on, we launch into a cowboy song, you know.
That's so fun. Makes it, yeah. Well, it really can relate with the audience then, huh?
But it's almost like, you know, I you could see where people can get into the thing of playing the songs that always go over great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll sell that CD if we play this song, but geez, can play that song every time, you know? So sometimes, I don't know, maybe people don't always hear what they want. But if they ask us, we will play it without question. So
love it. All right, well, let's go to our first break real quick. We're going to hold you on the line here and talk to you some more. I want to hear more about the plays that you've got going on and some more of the work that you're doing. So if you're listening out there to us, this is Talented People Parenting Matters Show. I'm Jeannie Murphy, the host, and our guest is Ben Rudnick, calling in from the Boston area about his award-winning work. We'll be right back.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today.
For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HuntonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Okay, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People Parenting Matters segment from 4 to 5. It's about 4:17 right now on June 17th. Just want to let you know that you're listening to what is actually a series of features of Santa Choice award-winning products that we are promoting throughout the year. If you have a product out there that you'd like to have reviewed by the North Pole, you can go to SantaChoiceAwards.com and enter online. And then afterwards, within 30 days of the receipt of your item, you can, if you win, you're invited to talk on the radio and on the television program about your product and tell us about it. That's what we're doing right now with Ben Rudnick. He is a multi-time award-winning performer since 2000, I think you said. Ben, I want you to tell us a little bit more. You mentioned to me that you have the same guys in the band for 15 years, except for your bass player, is that right, who's now the mandolin player and your team's son?
That's right, yeah. So, when I met John Zivos, my mandolin player and good friend, you know, his wife, he has a rock and roll band. So he plays, if anybody has heard John play the mandolin, you know that he's a pretty powerful mandolin player. Well, you step that up to an electric guitar and it's a little bit off the reservation.
Wow.
It gets crazy. But he has his rock and roll band. And when I first met him, I went into his, I took lessons from him, guitar lessons. And we both had this very unique poster hanging on the wall. He had the same one I had, and you just didn't see it very often, and so we instantly became friends, and it turned out that we had a lot of connection. We both went to the same college. There was just a lot of similarities through our lives up to that point, and now there's even more, obviously. But, his wife, I went to see his rock and roll band, and his wife, who plays keyboards in the band with him, was not there the first time I went to see them play, and it turned out she was pregnant with Chris. Chris is now in our band.
That's something.
And Chris is 26.
Gotta love it.
And last year I was they had me like MC the wedding, you know. I mean, everybody approved of me.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like the announcer and I made everything go. And it was really a real compliment. But he's just a lovely kid and he's like uber talented. So, yeah, Chris is really the only new member. Our drummer is the same drummer. John and I are the same John and I. And it's, you know, we've gotten pretty powerful as a quartet. It's really, for 15 years, you can see where stagnation can set in. But with all the material we cycle through on a regular basis, is, you know, and with especially with Chris now, we're just cranking.
You're rocking.
Having a blast.
Oh, you must be. Well, it does say a lot to, you know, your whole, everybody being together after 15 years. And performing's not easy, and, you know.
It isn't.
Yeah, and changing families, like you said, and children coming, going, growing up, and then becoming part of the band.
Yeah, no, that's right.
It's a family
affair. It's really a wonderful thing. And Chris is just, you know, he's a young, great-looking kid. And John and I, you know, we're not bad-looking or anything, but, you know, Chris is now the new face of the band as far as I'm concerned, you know. Any picture of the band should actually be of Chris.
How funny. That's great.
Yeah,
now,
funny,
we
funny.
Get it. We understand. Yeah, it's nice to have a new generation come in and turn
That's
over
right.
the wand
Let
a little.
We'll show them how cool we are by showing them Chris.
There you go. Little eye candy.
That's right.
That's good, yeah.
And he's getting his doctorate
wow.
From the New England Conservatory in music.
Wow, that's a
so,
big
so
deal.
So there's a lot of depth. Like, we just added a considerable amount of, you know, music intelligence, which is really fun, really, really fun. I mean, he just comes up with stuff. John and I look at each other, you know, in amazement, and then respond accordingly as best we can, you know. So it's really, it's just all kinds of fun.
Well, it's nice to see you so proud of your team, your family, and your band and everything as far as that goes, because, I mean, it is important, and it does come through in the music and you know, the level of quality, and you've gotten so many years and so many awards out of it over the time. Tell us about how did you get involved with a play?
Oh, the play, well, you know, I always thought that a play would be great, you know, because we have so much music. I always thought that, you know, somebody would be able to wrap a play around what we've done. I didn't really know where to tell them to start. But a friend of mine up in Canada, her name is Sue Smith, and her significant other is a guy named Jeff Bird. He plays with the band Cowboy Junkies, which is pretty well known internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she puts on a lot of plays because she's a music teacher, and she puts on these choral plays, and she writes the plays. So she's written upwards of 25 to 30 plays, and she'll write all the music and write all the lyrics, and, you know. So at some point, I'm like, Sue, why don't you just make a play for me? We've got the music, you know. And so she, you know, after several years, she took that to heart. And but actually, a friend of hers, the playwright that she works with, is this woman named Augusta Supple, and she lives in Australia, and she completed the play, I want to say, 2 days ago. So after, you know, multiple iterations of me commenting and her trying a couple things, you know, we landed on the complete play, and it's done. It's just amazing to me that it's done, you know. But like I said, the iterations were really interesting. So at the beginning, you know, like every good, you know, Disney movie, the mother must die, you know. But I was like, no, you know, no mother has to die in my play, you know. We don't need that kind of drama, you know. So she's like, you know, you're right. So she took it out, and I just love the fact that nothing really dies.
Can you tell
in
us?
Play,
look, give us know? A little like a hint of what it's called, where we can find it. What? Tell us about that.
Well, it's literally it was just done, completed yesterday. You know, other major components of having a play is transcriptions for the music, and that is 70% done. And then the other thing is we have to have the soundtrack put together, which should be done within the month. So we can add one more CD to the 10, we'll have 11. But also part of that is being able to have the music without vocals. So in case people, you know, little theater companies want to sing along as opposed to playing us, which I really hope they do, or have a band at some point. So you have to have the music for them. So those components are really almost done or soon to be in very heavy progress. So that's the thing there. And then there's a couple of theater companies right here in my hometown or right around in a neighboring town that we have some connections to. So we're going to try and start local. And then it's a matter of just getting the word out and contacting people, and I do that okay. I do that pretty well, you know. So we'll see. I'll keep you informed.
Please
but,
do.
I really hope it becomes, you know, Ben's play on ice.
Oh, you know? Love it. No, you know, you got to have a dream, and it's
you got to have a dream.
If you have a dream and you have, you know, focus on it, you can implement it. So
exactly.
I believe that we'll see that, and especially because you have had 15 years of the same band and all the awards and all the different tracks and everything. What about videos?
Videos, yes. Well, one more thing that I had to write two new tracks for that last for the play, which was really a hoot to be to have to write to a specific theme, and that was and I love the songs as much as I love any of the other songs we've done. So I'm really eager to put those out in the world. What was the last question?
I was just asking about the videos.
Oh, the videos, yeah. Well, one of the things I thought about, you know, surrounding the play would be having videos, you know, of some of the songs in the play so that people, you know, I mean, that's what you do today. You go on YouTube and you look for the video. Everything's sort of free these days to view, but not necessarily to make, you know. But that's okay, you know. So we actually had one done, I guess it was last summer last fall, for one of the songs in the play called I Got a New Friend, and that's from our 2000, I want to say, 4 Blast-Off album. And, you know, these songs just don't feel like they get old, you know. They're not like a time thing, you know. They seem like they transcend the time, which is really neat. And we're having a new video done And that should be done, I would think, mid to late July. And that's for one of the new songs I wrote for the play. It's called Adventure Song. You know, a couple of the characters go on an adventure, and they needed a song, so I wrote it. And it's really neat because it has this little raga section in it, and it just, I don't know. So the kid doing the video, young man who I've never met, he lives about 200 miles outside of Moscow. And he's, you know, he keeps sending me these little clips. He comes up, you know, I send him the song. He comes up, he drew the characters. He comes up with the premise of the video around what I need him to do. He comes up with the flow, and it's very turnkey. I just say, yes, that's awesome, or no, I don't want to see guns on the Cowboys. Just, it's not what I want to see, you know, that kind of thing. But he's wonderful, and I've never actually got to meet him, nor have I ever heard him speak. So.
I'm a big fan for the small, short, like independent, like videos and so on that you can post up on YouTube or whatever you want to do. Because those, they, you know, for anyone, if it's the kids who are going to be watching your play as you get into school systems and so on, or if it's those that you're, you know, just pitching it to, or just the subliminal understanding and then recognizing of the work, and then it becomes addictive, and they want to see the play, and they want to see the play more than once. You could do it on the front end or the back end, when at the end when they want to take it home with them.
Well, sure, yeah. Or just becoming, you know, familiar with the material mm-hmm. in the play.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not presenting, you know, people with, hey, here's this, you know, I mean, if you're comfortable with the songs before you go in there, when you see the song, you know, with dancers and the whole thing, you know, and lights and all that, and the big whatever it is.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden now, you're already connected.
Yes.
You know? So it's sort of like I'm looking at these things as seeds. You know,
right. No, it's true. It is
yeah,
true.
No, it is. I'm seeding the market so mm-hmm. that people, and they stand alone just fine.
Right.
You know? So it's again, multi-use, multi-level, you know. I'm excited by it. I think it's phenomenal.
No, it's so great. We're so happy to have you on today and to learn about that upcoming event, the play itself, when it's ready. Again, keep us posted.
I
want to remind everybody that's Ben Rudnick. I'm going to let you go because we have our next caller calling in just a minute or two, but we're going to listen to your track real quick, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree from It's Santa Claus, Santa Choice Award winning. Thanks again, Ben. You take it easy.
Excellent, Jeannie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Keep in touch.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
That's from Ben Rudnick and Friends CD. It's Santa Claus. It's so cool. All right, so we're going to go to our break right now. Stay tuned for the second part of Challenge of People, Parenting Matters, starting back in just about 5 minutes after the news and weather.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Flooding and tornadoes are a concern in Texas as Tropical Depression Bill moves north.
The National Weather Service is forecasting between 4 and 8 inches of rain with this system from Texas up to Missouri.
That was meteorologist Patrick Burke. Texas is still oversaturated from the storms last month that caused flooding in many areas across the state. The Justice Department held an investiture ceremony for Loretta Lynch. The new attorney general says equal justice under the law will be her guiding mission.
To the people of this great nation, I pledge to you that your protection, your liberties, and your rights will be my sacred charge.
President Obama says Lynch has already made strides in the 2 months she's been on the job.
She's already made her mark here at home and abroad because of her laser focus on the core mission of the Justice Department.
Justice Sotomayor did the second ceremonial swearing in. This is USA Headline News.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps, and with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at your local Columbus Staples, get a 10-ream case of 8.5x11 copy paper at the guaranteed everyday low price of only $24.99.
Price valid only on SKU 135848 and only in participating stores in Columbus, Ohio. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold or shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
The Pentagon says it will not meet its target number for training Iraqi security forces by the fall. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
The goal was to train 24,000 Iraqi forces to take on Islamic State militants, but Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that won't happen.
We simply haven't received enough recruits.
So far, the Baghdad government's only provided enough to train about 7,000 Iraqis, plus 2,000 more counter-terror personnel. Carter and Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey told a House panel the U.S. is willing to do more to help Iraq, but it must see a better commitment from the Iraqis themselves. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
New York State Police say there is no hard evidence indicating two murderers who escaped from a maximum security prison have managed to get out of the area, but they are hoping for tips from the public as the search expands. David Sweat and Richard Matt escaped from their cells 12 days ago. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Rachel Dolezal, the white woman who pretended she was black to run a chapter of the NAACP, is defending her actions. More now from USA's senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
After resigning her position with the NAACP, Rachel Dolezal went on the offensive, telling NBC's Today show she's always felt like she was black. A CNN commentator then wondered why someone couldn't say they were black if they wanted to be black, and that racial identity could be fluid. Kevin Jackson of USA Radio Network's Kevin Jackson Show says the CNN comments are another example of liberal media spin.
Well, I think it's very duplicitous. You know, when they want to blame, I mean, the white man, for example, it's all about power and you know, we're talking about Black Lives Matter. All right, well then, suddenly, I tell you what, if everybody in America says, hey, you know what, if we can pull a racial Dolezal, we're all suddenly black. So now, are we finally back to All Lives Matter?
I'm Jason Wirth.
And in the last few minutes, investigators announced Dolezal violated ethics rules while serving on a police oversight committee and may face charges. Congressional officials say the House will attempt as early as tomorrow to revive trade legislation sought by President Obama and blocked last week in a revolt by union-backed Democrats. The officials say the vote could come on a standalone measure that would allow Congress to approve or reject future global trade deals, but not change them. The Obama administration is seeking the authority as it works to wrap up the deal with the 11 Pacific Rim nations. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Welcome back to Talented People Parenting Matters, brought to you by Privo, as a matter of fact. It's 4:36 on June 17th. I'm going to leave you listening for a little bit to a conversation between myself and Ernest James Mahar. He's the author of the book Uncle Joe and His Sister Flo.
Welcome to another episode of Talented People. We're on the road in the beautiful Pocono Mountains, where we're going to interview Ernest James Mahar on his book, Uncle Joe and His Sister Flo.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy with Talented People. Welcome to our show. This is going to be fun today, okay, because we're going to take you on a little adventure. Author Ernest James Mahar has written the book Uncle Joe and His Sister Flo Through the Eyes of Bunny. And if you're into ancestry or listening, learning funny stories or listening to some of the things that he's going to share about his family stories, then come along with us on this journey. After our conversation with Ernest, we're going to actually go visit one of his characters, Belmire Mahar, who operates the Little Vault of Heaven. So, Ernest James, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm just a working class stiff that has raised a couple of different families, working on number two right now. getting on in years and having some health issues, but working through them and trying to maintain humor about the whole thing. The biggest thing about this book, this project, for me was that there was so many things that happened in life and no one took the time to put it down, and it needed to be put down because we're losing that generation very quickly.
And everyone is so different.
Yeah.
The whole book, you can just see the difference between the immigrants and then today's kids.
Yeah.
It's a really well done as far as to that point, you know, documenting it.
Yeah.
And it's fun to read.
It's so diverse now. I mean,
yeah.
Back in the day, so to speak, late 50s, early 60s, we were all together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, family party was normally at my grandmother's house, which I came to live in. Now everyone's so spread out. I mean, we've got people in Asia, East Coast, West Coast, you know, all over the place, and no one ever really gets together. And so it's kind of a bit of family history, but it's more, I think, I hope, just a kind of a humorous look at any family growing up in that period time in the upper Midwest, and just the goofy stuff that happens.
It's goofy fun. But the thing I like also about it is, like you say, back then people did have parties, you stayed together, you were part of your own gang, and now people are just everywhere. So this book actually reconnected your family in a lot of ways, because you could use the social media and the reverse in this regard to your advantage, where people who may have just been keeping in touch with you long distance now go, oh, that's Ernie's shit. Ernie, Bunny, Tino, this bug is out.
That's right. Even some of my old high school chums are kind of reconnecting over this.
Oh, how cool is that?
It's a lot of fun, really. Yeah.
On our visit to the Poconos, author Ernest James Mahar gave us a humorous look at the trials and tribulations of an eclectic group of first and second generation Italian Americans.
You're saying Through the Eyes of Bunny. How did you get the name Bunny?
I don't know if you saw the movie A Christmas Story.
Of course.
Yeah, and the little guy, his grandmother or something, bought him a bunny suit, and so there he was, the ultimate humiliation.
Absolutely.
You know, with the ears, the puffy tail, and the whole thing. Well, somebody got me one of those.
You're
When
kidding.
I was a kid. I remember none of it. It's probably just a metal block that I've installed. So nothing.
Some of
them.
I wrote that story in Christmas story about your story.
That was my story.
Yes.
So I've been called Bunny by every relative ever since. I mean, when I go home, and, you know, 2 weeks ago in Michigan, I was called Bunny 36 times. And so it's Bunny.
I've been writing all my life. I've written articles about everything that's happened around me, including when I was a softball coach and player. I used to do sports articles about every game and post them up on the billboard at our company. And everybody would rush in and, you know, say, well, you should be in, you know, in the newspaper business or something. And then I kind of got a little bit of exposure doing eulogies for relatives who were expiring. And there was a newspaper man among us. And he came to me after one of the eulogies and says, I can't believe you don't really have a job writing or speaking, because you're very good at it and you wrap things up like a professional.
Well, Uncle Joe went down to the Savoy or Seville Hotel in Detroit, where my Aunt Betty lived, to pick her and her husband, Paul Arnold, up and take them to work, because Paul worked for a car lot but never drove a car. seems perfectly normal to me. Anyway, so he was waiting downstairs in the little restaurant diner in the off the lobby of the hotel, and he saw the delivery guy come in, bring in the ice cream and the dairy, and the owner of the establishment, an older Italian gentleman, said, no, you're taking this peppermint ice cream out of here. She's no sell. And the guy says, oh, come on, you know, this is one of my best sellers. You got to have it. He says, no, I don't want them. So Uncle Joe starts to think, you know, devious mind that he had. So as soon as the guy leaves, he goes, hey, Oscar. He called everybody Oscar. He says, let me have a bowl of peppermint ice cream. And I go, son of a, I don't got no peppermint ice cream. He goes, oh, well, just give me the check then. It's disappointing. So he goes upstairs, tells Joan, or Betty and Paul this story. And Paul Arnold instinctively knows what to do. He runs out, takes the elevator downstairs, and goes,
picture it.
Yeah. Hey, give me a quart of peppermint ice cream. Guy goes, yes, son of a, I don't got no peppermint ice cream. And so then he goes upstairs, and then they send Aunt Betty down. And it's just kind of, you know, the guy was just pulling his hair out by the end of
this
it. And
hysterical.
And off they go to work. Just another day.
Another fun day. What about through all of the family members, and now you're sharing the book, have you gotten feedback, and what are people saying from the family?
Yeah, I've got feedback from a couple of people I was most concerned about. We've got a very, very liberal feminist cousin named Mary Ann, who lives out in Ventura, California. And she actually put her review on the Amazon.com website. And it was just overflowing. And she even went into this Italian passage that I have no idea. You know, an Italian grandmother is a gift from God, you know, and all this stuff. And, you know, she, what did she say? Something like, it's like watching an episode of I Love Lucy, a Seinfeld show, and something else all rolled up into one. And I thought, my God, I thought she was going to hate it because she hates everything I say.
Well, my gosh, you know? How fulfilling. When you know that the person you expect to hate it loves it, it's got to be the most rewarding thing.
Well, it was a real epiphany. I had a year and a half ago, I had been writing this thing for like 10 years and going nowhere with it, just writing stories down and no plan or anything else. I had come off of a heart attack, and I started to more seriously think about, you know, I better get some things done that I've been doing because I don't have a you know, everlasting lease on life. And so I started to get a little bit more serious about it, and I came to the realization that I could never make everybody happy with this book because I'm not going to get everything right. There's just too many facts that have been lost to time, and too many people are no longer here.
And the story gets told and then told again.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Version of the recipient.
So that's where Through the Eyes of Bunny came from.
I like the way you have the disclaimers throughout. Like, P.S., I'm not really sure if this is the exact count on our family, and it changes every day, and if I miss somebody, sorry.
Oh, I've learned a lot about the family since this came out. You know, people said, you know, Johnny Walsh wasn't in Chicago. He was in Detroit. I'm like, oh, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, they were interchangeable to me. I don't know who was where, and I tried to make that clear. But it was a real epiphany to realize that I just got to tell what I know, and that's all I can tell. And I got to be true to myself to be true to anybody.
So now, Ernest, tell us about your daughter, Danielle, who did the amazing illustrations in here.
Danny was an art major at the University of Cincinnati, and I thought, you know, good for you. What are you going to do with an art degree? She since has moved to Japan, and now she lives in Okinawa, and she's just digging the whole culture and the whole craziness of it all, and she's flourishing with the art thing.
Yeah,
and I commissioned her to do the illustrations for the book, and we had a heck of a time because her style is very whimsical, you know, fairies and butterflies and fantasy and all kinds of things. And I wanted the pictures to be kind of realistic in most cases.
Yeah.
And so we did a lot of early morning Skyping, you know, with her getting ready for bed after a bottle of wine or two, and me first thing in the morning, you know, and it's like, we're just not connecting with this talk. But after about an hour, she'd finally say, okay, Dad, I get it. We'll try it again. And so it took us a while to get the illustrations done, but she did a great job.
Yes, she did. And, what a special time that you have memories of doing that with her and that she'll always have with you. Just belongs in the book again.
Yeah, the sequel. Ever since she moved to Japan, we haven't seen her, obviously, and we very, very rarely do, you know, a Skype or, you know, any kind of teleconferencing. And this did force that issue a number of times, so it was great to be with her.
What'd she think of it when she saw the illustrations in print?
Oh, she, you know, always being critical of herself. I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. And I said, no, you did everything perfectly.
Yeah.
And it's fine. And incidentally, it's her third book credit. So.
Wow.
She's been doing this for a while.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down. Falling down, London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
Welcome back to our show, Talented People. We'll continue our conversation.
Well, tell everybody where they can go to get a copy.
Well, it's available at Amazon.com, both in the paperback and in e-reader or Kindle version. And the prices fluctuate by the day, so you have to check it out. But the Kindle version is $4.99, so that's a good
one. Yeah, what a deal. So Amazon and Barnes & Noble, anywhere online, where fine books are sold.
Yes.
How does it feel to be an author?
It feels really cool. It's very gratifying, you know, but I would, you know, give the advice to any budding authors out there, don't expect to make any money. This is definitely a starving artist industry. And
this is a very funny book. I want to show everybody again what we're talking about. Uncle Joe and His Sister Flo, Through the Eyes of Bunny. It's by Ernest James Mahar. He's got a website, ErnestJamesMahar.com. Com. And it's just hilarious. And if you want to, if you're entertained by stories, really, it doesn't matter whose family. You can't make this stuff up as true. It's hysterical. So I recommend you get a copy of it. What's next?
Well, I mentioned in the ending of the book that we've got Uncle Joe and his sister Flo's famous Italian cookbook and sing-along guide coming next, which isn't as far-fetched as it might sound, because there are some rather unique recipes within the family, which I'll have to collect for those that are still around. But no, the sing-along guide is probably the funnier thing, is that, again, Story Master Paul goes back to him. He was rather a party animal in his youth, and he used to go to a place called the McGinnis Sing-Along Lounge. And this was a bar before they had karaoke.
Those are good old days.
You'd go in and you'd sit around the bar, and they would have the screen up, and they would have the words to the song and the little bouncing ball so you knew when to sing them. And everybody in the bar is singing all these, you know, 100-year-old songs, you know, on top of Old Smokey and, you know, whatever. And,
You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah, and so now every party that we'd have, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, mm-hmm. Paul would inevitably start singing, and so it turned into karaoke night at the Mahar, or Campanero House at the time. So there's a lot of stories that, you know, have yet to be told.
Can't wait to hear them. Well, just congratulations on your book here. Let's have a little toast to you and to completing the book. It was such a great experience to share it with us. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974.
And I want everybody out there to know again that Andy Z is a...
has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
And I want everybody out there to know again that Andy Z is a multi-time award-winning performer. And I call out that Return to Andyland particularly because it is a Santa Choice Award winner, which you know we always feature as well. And then there's the Grand Scream of Things. So, Andy, tell us a little bit about that title as well, because that was relatively new. And then we want to get right back into your classic songs and traditional tunes that are coming up.
Well, the Grand Scream of Things is a Halloween audio play. You know, the Andyland series that I had with the Welcome and Return and Summer in Andyland, those were all, I consider them audio play because they have, you know, dialogue tracks in between, but more so it was like a tour and I was the tour guide. This Halloween audio play, The Grand Scream of Things, is more of a script. It's more of a production. It's a true audio play. Mm-hmm. So there's an arc to the story. There's a climax. There's a, you know, and there's a protagonist.
There's a lesson learned.
And there's a lesson learned as well. And so it just by its nature, by that nature, you know, that aspect of it, of the story, it also is for older kids as well. You could say tweeners or 8 to 12 year olds. And the song material is accessible, and I found much more accessible than I thought it would be for my younger fans. And it was accessible to them, but it's also accessible to the older kids as well. So it ended up being just a really wonderful experience all the way around. And I still want to make a TV special out of it or something, but we'll see what happens, you know?
I think you're on your way, that's for sure. I love the way that you do cover topics like Halloween and also water, geek, summer, Frosty, the snowman. How is that just part of the way that you feel you are connecting with your fans?
Some subject matter and ideas for songs just come to me. Some are actually come from kids. Like, for example, with the title track of my very first album, Pockets. I actually got that from a child who came up to me at a daycare I was playing at and said, "Look, Andy Z, I've got Pockets." And I said, "Yeah, you do have Pockets." I said, "Hey, that is
really
a thing. If you're a kid and you've got Pockets, I mean, it's such a, we take them for granted, obviously, but gosh, if you've got Pockets, like all the stuff you can put in your pockets." So that's kind of what I mean. But so I get inspired by the kids, but also, you know, in the case of Drink More Water, I was actually asked to write a song for, healthy drinking water in daycare, campaigns in California, and also for, you know, hydration campaigns for children to remind them to drink more water and when to drink more water. So, you know, the inspiration and the ideas come from various places. Yeah.
And those that are so purposeful, you know, we congratulate you and thank you on as well, because that is a very important subject matter. It must be fun to be approached to ask to write things that mean so much.
So that's the end of our show already. Hope you enjoyed our day here at Talented People, and I hope you're having a nice week. And I hope if you're a father out there, you have a nice Father's Day this weekend. It is 4:56 on June 17th, and I'm signing off here at Talented People. Have a great week.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Flooding and tornadoes are a concern in Texas as Tropical Depression Bill moves north.
The National Weather Service is forecasting between 4 and 8 inches of rain with this system from Texas up to Missouri.
That was meteorologist Patrick Burke. Texas is still oversaturated from the storms last month that caused flooding in many areas across the state. The Justice Department held an investiture ceremony for Loretta Lynch. The new attorney general says equal justice under the law will be her guiding mission.
To the people of this great nation, I pledge to you that your protection, your liberties, and your rights will be my sacred charge.
President Obama says Lynch has already made strides in the 2 months she's been on the job.
She's already made her mark here at home and abroad because of her laser focus on the core mission of the Justice Department.
Justice Sotomayor did the second ceremonial swearing in. This is USA Headline News.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps, and with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at your local Columbus Staples, get a 10-ream case of 8.5x11 copy paper at the guaranteed everyday low price of only $24.99.
Price valid only on SKU 135848 and only in participating stores in Columbus, Ohio. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold or shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
The Pentagon says it will not meet its target number for training Iraqi security forces by the fall. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
The goal was to train 24,000 Iraqi forces to take on Islamic State militants, but Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that won't happen.
We simply haven't received enough recruits.
So far, the Baghdad government's only provided enough to train about 7,000 Iraqis, plus 2,000 more counter-terror personnel. Carter and Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey told a House panel the U.S. is willing to do more to help Iraq, but it must see a better commitment from the Iraqis themselves. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
New York State Police say there is no hard evidence indicating two murderers who escaped from a maximum security prison have managed to get out of the area, but they are hoping for tips from the public as the search expands. David Sweat and Richard Matt escaped from their cells 12 days ago. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Rachel Dolezal, the white woman who pretended she was black to run a chapter of the NAACP, is defending her actions. More now from USA senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
After resigning her position with the NAACP, Rachel Dolezal went on the offensive, telling NBC's Today show she's always felt like she was black. A CNN commentator then wondered why someone couldn't say they were black if they wanted to be black, and that racial identity could be fluid. Kevin Jackson of USA Radio Network's Kevin Jackson Show says the CNN comments are another example of liberal media spin.
Well, I think it's very duplicitous. You know, when they want to blame, the white man, for example, it's all about power and we're talking about Black Lives Matter. All right, well then suddenly, I tell you what, if everybody in America says, hey, you know,